We are continuing through Psalm 23, and this morning we're focused on the fifth verse of this beloved psalm. So we've journeyed through this psalm with David. We've learned a lot from him, and I invite you this morning, we'll only read verse 5, but listen to this word and hear it again anew as we hear God's word for us today. Psalm 23, verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. During the past 3 weeks, as we have ventured through Psalm 23, we have listened as David talks about a shepherd and his sheep. And this guiding image has been so significant to us. But when we get to verse 5, it seems like the scene has changed for us. No longer in verse 5 is there a shepherd, no more sheep. There are no more green pastures, no more valleys to journey through. Things have changed. As we read this verse, we might imagine a huge banquet hall with a large table filled and overflowing with food and with drink. There's a gracious host who has prepared all of this for us. And as guests come in and gather around the table, the host goes by and anoints the head of each person there with oil, an act of cleansing in biblical times. It's a generous host. And as we gather around the table, we sense his hospitality. Our cups are literally overflowing. It's kind of like, have you ever been to one of those restaurants where every time you take a sip and put it down, there's an attendant who comes by and fills it up, right? Maybe you kind of start playing with them and take it and put it back and don't drink. Maybe that's just me, I don't know. But that's the image I have here. The table is overflowing, the cup is overflowing, and we have a generous, wonderful host. But there's also something strange. As our eyes lift from the table and look across the table, there before us is our enemy. Someone with whom we have been arguing and fighting for a number of years. And it's true with everyone at the table. When they look across the table, there is their enemy. Across from a Hatfield, there is a McCoy. Across from Mitch McConnell is Nancy Pelosi. Across from Democrats, there are Republicans. Across from Bulldogs, there are Yellow Jackets. On and on, you see, we could go, but not to trivialize it, across the table from you is your enemy. But the host is so gracious that everyone is there, even enemies, and there is no harm done to anyone because the host is so gracious. It's a beautiful picture, but this morning, let me ask you, what happened to the sheep and the shepherd? For 4 verses, we've gone through with this beautiful imagery, and now it seems that the scene has changed. Maybe part of the problem is we are not shepherds. At least not shepherds in the biblical sense, or in biblical times. If we were shepherds, we would know that a table is not necessarily something you sit around to eat a meal. But a table for a shepherd is a high, elevated plain where the flock can graze. In fact, in Spanish, the word for a high mountain grazing area for livestock is mesa, which literally translated is the tablelands. Shepherds know that these tablelands have to be prepared for the flock. In other words, early in the season, a good shepherd will go to the tableland and he will place salts and minerals around in various places to prepare the tableland for the sheep. Also, the shepherd will look for enemies. He'll look for poisonous weeds that the sheep should not eat. He will look for places where predators could come out to harm the flock. And then after the tablelands are prepared, the shepherd will go back and he'll do one more thing before he leads the flock to the tablelands, and that is he will anoint each sheep with oil because he knows that that oil will keep pests away, flies, ticks, insects. You see, the shepherd does everything possible to prepare the tablelands for the flock, to make sure the sheep will be able to graze in safety, even with their enemies all around. This verse is a beautiful picture of God, our Good Shepherd, continuing to care for us. And we're reminded this morning that God as our Good Shepherd leads us to new places. We are always journeying. We're constantly traveling. We're going through dark valleys. We're going through high places. God is always leading us to new places. But this verse reminds us, even though the places are new for us, God has been there before us to prepare the tablelands in advance. The places are new to us, but God has already set the stage for us to flourish. In fact, even living with our enemies, we are safe. Many of our enemies are the same as the enemies of sheep. They're poisonous weeds. And these poisonous weeds, they can look so attractive to the sheep. They eat this plain green grass all the time, but the weeds, well, the weeds can be beautiful colors and wonderful enticing smells, and they can lure the sheep to eat them. But when they do and ingest these chemicals, they become paralyzed sometimes and can even die. The parallel is so true in our spiritual lives. As we graze in God's green pastures, the tablelands God has prepared for us, sometimes we are tempted by those things that we should not ingest. And our weeds also are extremely harmful for us. We never intend to make a meal out of them, just maybe a sample, just a little taste. But still, sometimes when we eat them, we can become sick. We can begin to wonder why we feel paralyzed in our spiritual lives. Our spiritual energy can be sapped, and we're unable to enjoy the abundance God has prepared for us in our tableland. Paul Harvey tells the story, or told the story, about some firefighters in Manchester, England. They were called to a house fire. When they arrived, they found the house that was fully engulfed in flames, smoke billowing out the windows. The firefighters, fully dressed, burst into the home, and when they did, they found the family sitting there in the family room watching television. The firefighters said, "Didn't you know your house is on fire?" And they said, "Well, we heard the fire crackling, we smelled some smoke, but you see, our favorite television show is on TV. And we just thought we'd wait till the show was over." This is a true story. Before we left the house, the family had to be forced to leave. The situation is extreme, but the point is significant. Sometimes we do not pay attention to how destructive the weeds can be in our lives, and we become so enthralled that we forget about the devastating destruction that is happening all around us. Psalm 23, verse 5 says, "Stay close to the Good Shepherd who has prepared the tablelands for you and knows where your enemy might be." 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 says, "Be self-controlled and alert, for your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to destroy." Scripture reminds us that our predator is the very enemy of God. And that predator is constantly seeking to do damage to God's flock. Just like a sheep, our greatest enemy can attack a flock, or it can lure an individual sheep away and do devastating harm. But you see, our Good Shepherd knows every trick of the enemy. Our Good Shepherd knows how to enable us to live even in the presence of our enemies. And as we stay close to our Good Shepherd, we are safe from our enemies. For Scripture tells us Jesus has overcome all enemies, even the enemy of death. That's why we gather around this table this morning. The enemies of Jesus tried to keep him in the valley of the shadow of death by crushing him and burying him. But 3 days later, Jesus arose to defeat all of his enemies, even the enemy of death. And in so doing, it gives us hope. That is why this morning we gather around this table. Psalm 23, verse 5 reminds us Jesus is our good shepherd. He is the one who has prepared the table before us. And because he is the good shepherd and has prepared this table, we can be confident in our lives, that because the Lord has prepared this table in such a way, we are able to live abundant, full, joyful lives, even in the midst of our enemies. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, for this word of hope this day, for this reminder that you are the one who has prepared the tablelands and the table before us today, we give you thanks and praise. Lord, this morning as we gather around your table, remind us of your love. Remind us of how you have prepared our lives for us. And help us to remember the sacrifice of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave his life so that we might truly live. Lord, lead us and guide us in these ways, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.